This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And the Big K Morning Show live coverage of the official opening of the $1.7 billion Pittsburgh International brand new terminal continues. Let's go back live to the airport with Larry.
Thank you. We are at Cafe Conmigo, which is really in the heart of the new airport. We're on the arrival level and just above the departure level, but you can see down there's this great opening to the vista of the beautiful architecture. I'm here with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, in his previous life for 12 years, Allegheny County Executive, and nobody's more excited than Rich to be here today. I'm sure in many ways you're going to go home later, Rich, and just feel really good about what took place today.
It feels like Christmas morning for a lot of us, and I know for Bob Kurlick, who's with us, and Bob's been here since way back when Christina came on board and has been through this. And I think a lot of people right now, Bob, are crashing, so to speak. They've been working so hard, and now it's time for some people to maybe go catch some rest.
Time to take, yes, exactly. Well, I mean, Rich, as you know, I mean, today is the culmination of more than 10 years of work. 4 years of construction, and then just a series of events leading up to it. We had two public trials with more than 2,000 people that came and tested it out. We had a ribbon cutting with many regional leaders and federal leaders. It's a great day for the region, and we're so excited to be able to roll it out today.
Yeah, as the Director of Public Affairs for the Allegheny County Airport Authority, your focus has been here naturally. And do you have any idea how many tours you did, including one with me, which I appreciated months ago? I got a sense of what it was going to be, but to see it open and operational today is a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have done, in fact, we just were pulling these numbers the other day. We did, I want to say, more than 300 tours of folks, including media, government officials, community groups, because the interest was so high. Everybody wanted to come out and see what this new airport was about. And we were more than happy to oblige and take them through it. That was part of the campaign that we had in showing people about the new terminal, making people understand why we were building a new terminal, the benefits of it, and bringing people through and help building that public support, which we've continued to see.
And, Rich, you talked about 14,000 construction workers through the course of the build-out. Each one of those will take some pride, too, to say, you know, that they were a part of something that has been and will be a game changer for the region.
Yeah, the 14,000 construction jobs, I mean, and 90% of those folks came from the Pittsburgh region, right? And so, you know, some of the people that we have, some of the folks that did not come from the Pittsburgh region that have worked on this project, they said that they remarked that the quality of the craftsmanship that was built in this terminal is unmatched anything that they've seen in any of the airports that they've worked on in the world. And that's because of the union, the quality of the craftsmanship, the union trade workers that worked on this project, all those jobs that were created, and just the quality of the work that went into this. When you look at the ceiling, especially the ceiling, right, and the steel making, all of 14,000 tons of steel went into this project, and it was all fabricated at Zippel Steel in Ambridge, just across the river, for example. So, you know, we were really proud to make ensure that we pulled in local labor, but also make sure that we sourced the materials locally as well.
The pride of the workers, and you're right, Bob. We our building trades people, you know, whether it's the electricians, the carpenters, the HVAC folks, they're as good as anybody, and they can build anything. And we've known them built a couple stadiums and an arena and universities and hospitals, and what they've done here is really, really something. And you're right, 14,000 people worked on this. $2.5 billion of economic impact, the construction, to have done this without local taxpayers having to pay for this. And it's really a testament to what we can do in this region, and people can feel a lot of pride in as this opens up. Today's day one, but for somebody that's taking their first flight a month from now or 2 months from now, that will be their first day of using
that's
this,
right,
or flying in. It'll be their first day. So the first day is going to be probably for the next couple months for a lot of people.
Yeah, and we know that too, which is why we're going to continue to staff up in terms of having the amount of volunteers that we have, customer service representatives. We have what we call volunteer ambassadors, people that volunteer their time to come in here and help people wayfind, to help answer questions. We have, between the volunteers and our customer service reps, we have more than 65 people here today. We're going to keep that staffed up for the next several weeks and months as we move forward, because we want to make sure everybody knows where they're going, understands what they need to do when they get here, and not that, you know, we have the intuitive wayfinding that we've talked a lot about here, right? It's very easy to navigate for folks, but we also want to make sure we're here to answer questions too.
Well, that said, give us the cheat code for someone that's coming here to take a flight or to pick up an arriving passenger.
So it's very easy when you're coming in. So when you're coming into the airport, it's the same roads that you're coming in off of the Parkway West if you're coming from town or from Beaver County. You're coming in, you have three parking options. You have the terminal garage, which is the new garage, which is right up against the new terminal. We have what's called the terminal lot, which is a new surface lot. It's walkable right across the street from the new terminal. And all the existing parking lots, which was the extended, economy, and long-term, all merged to become the shuttle lot. And you take that is, we've added 8 new shuttles that have come in. There's real-time information on those. We built new shelters that have real-time information in terms of when the bus is coming. They're heated. And so that's easy to get when you get to the airport. When you get here, the arrivals level, it's very simple. You come in, the ticketing level, it's all on one level. You check in, the security checkpoint, all you need to do is go straight ahead. Same thing when once you arrive. By the way, baggage claim, your bags will be here in about half the time as they had been previously. But when you arrive, you walk from your gate right to the baggage claim. There's no more train. You pick up your bags and you walk out right on the door and pick up the shuttle if you're going to the lot, or go down to the parking garage, which is right across the street.
You could also, Bob, get the 28X from PRT.
That's right.
And you can buy your pass right there. There's a machine that can allow you to do that. And again, real-time information of when that is coming. So if you want to take the bus for $2.75 to downtown Pittsburgh or Oakland, that's also something that very few communities, for that kind of price, you can get to downtown from the airport.
That's right. Yes, with the 28X, and then also Uber, Lyft, and taxis for folks that are doing it that way, and any type of shuttles if you're going to a hotel or wherever you need to get when you come here.
Bob, appreciate your time. Get some sleep today. Thank you.
Thank you for
congratulations.
Coming, Larry. Thank you.
Great job on the communication all throughout. You guys really have kept the public informed as to where it was, where we were going, and we all appreciate that. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks for keeping Franco part of this. Bob Kerlick on the Big K Morning Show. Michael, you got
Larry,
business, and then we're going to check in with Tamira Rush.
Okay.
We're gonna go live video next. I'm gonna take you up to TSA.
Ooh.
We're gonna get you scanned.
Ooh, baby. Okay, Larry, Rich, and Bob, thanks so much. Bob, thanks for the great advice. We love the 28X. Goes right to Oakland. And our live coverage continues from the new airport, Pittsburgh International, new terminal. Let's head out to Larry and T.
Yes.
Thank you, Michael Bartley.
Look at T. Oh, T.
I'm doing it. I bring the big dog.
Oh, look at the boo-boo. Look at the boo-boo. Look at the boo-boo.
This is pet paws. They come out if you have stress. They're here for people like myself who are stressed out because I work with guys like Larry Richard. The pet paws are here. And Cricket Louise is the name.
Oh, look at.
Gave me a kiss.
She's a volunteer, Alyssa. And you know what? There is something calming if travel makes you anxiety filled.
Exactly.
Cricket can help.
That's
Cricket.
Exactly right. But we are here. We are at the ticket counter check-in. It is absolutely amazing. Here, Larry, you've been broadcasting all morning. Tell me what you think so far.
Well, it's a whole new world for the region and for travel. There's so much elbow room, too.
T, look at Larry. Look at you guys behind you. How much space. I don't know if you
space.
Can. Okay, you can't on camera. It's
Follow
unbelievable.
Us, go this way. We're going to show you where the gates are. By the way, you go live. You can go to our KDK Radio live stream,
mm-hmm.
and you can see what we're showing you. We'll also post this on social media.
Yeah.
Look at the ceiling. Tilt up. VJ Comanche, our brand managers, our operational cameraman. And we also want to thank Nest Expressions in Wexford. Lisa, thank you. Appreciate you supporting this historical day. And KDK, proud to be a part of it. And T.
Yes, I've been running around crazy. I've been meeting people, travelers coming in, people going out.
What's the word? What are they saying?
And it's amazing. Some people said they've been around the world, and they would say this is top of the line, close to an airport in Asia.
You're kidding me.
You believe that? Absolutely.
Whoa.
So I'm asking people, I'm going to go around later to say, hey, give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I'm asking people to rank on a scale of 1 to 10. Where do they rank the Pittsburgh International Airport? One passenger I spoke with said absolutely a 10.
Wow.
They never thought that it would be this easy to navigate through, coming in from the parking garage, straight through, dropping off their baggage, going through TSA checkout, pre-check, going through TSA, and it's an amazing experience, and there's nothing better than to be here broadcasting live
today. T, there ain't nothing. There ain't nothing trending more than this today. I'll tell you that right now. I'm telling you. Look at you, so happy. Look at you.
Yes, it's amazing. It's a great experience. Listen, we've broadcasted many times, many places in the 29 years that I've been at KDK Radio, and nothing has ever touched being in a position in a place where the skylights are beaming. Look at that.
Larry was, okay, but T, Larry's at 5:30 this morning. Larry and Fitz are sitting there watching people come in from San Francisco, Larry, and they were on the red eye. They'd normally be crabby, and they were like, whoa, 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 whoa. They were happy.
You know, people look, it reminds me of the Wizard of Oz. You know, when they finally get to Oz, you go, it has that wow factor, and I think that's the way it'll be for a lot of people. And, you know, I was here October 1st in 1992 when they opened the original airport with the late Fred Hansberger. We had it was basically an RV with a radio studio in it. We called it the Rainbow Machine, parked right out in front. And so for me to have a chance all these years later to be here on opening day, and as a Pittsburgh native, really proud of this, and think about the hundreds of thousands of people that'll be coming for the NFL draft that are going to go, wow, Pittsburgh is someplace special.
This airport, we're on a map. Pittsburgh's
T, tell PJ to pan up a little bit. Tell him to pan up a little bit. There,
you
now we're cooking.
Face, don't you? Don't you, Michael? You
I know. Don't be cutting Larry's head off, PJ. What's wrong with you? Jeez. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you this. There's nothing better than being here. That's the honest truth.
You guys,
fantastic job. Shout out to the airport officials.
Yeah.
This is top of the line. I mean, it really and truly is. There's
and Michael, many people would wish that maybe you take a trip.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute, Larry. You know, when you had the guy, who'd you have on about an hour ago? He called the ceiling a rolling ceiling. Is that what he said?
Yeah, the rolling hills.
Yeah.
And it's to look like a forest and even the big.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Beams from Sipple Steel are made to, you know, replicate trees holding up this ceiling with stars in the sky. And when it was dark, it's even more brilliant.
Wow.
But definitely
so
we're excited
cool.
to be part of the history of the region, as KDKA Radio is always proud to do. So another
first
that we share. And Michael will let you get to Ellen. She's got important information. But that's what's trending
and
with
book
T.
That flight
I know today. I know it's trending with
book
T. And T's walking
today.
Around like she owns a place out there. And I tell you what, that's something else. I know that.
Has
we know.
Changed?
Yeah, that's every, yeah, exactly. Hello. Hello.
That's right.
All right, we'll be right back to you. It is open now. Oh, is it a big day for Pittsburgh and our region? After years of hard work and vision, Pittsburgh International Airport's new terminal makes its long-awaited debut, and by all accounts, people are hugely impressed. The Big K Morning Show is live at the new terminal. Let's go back to Larry Richard. Larry.
Thank you, Michael. And moments ago, we talked to Tamira Rush. And you know, Michael, Tamira well enough to know that when she's fired up, it's legit.
It's legit.
She was so excited.
And she ain't impressed by nothing, but she's impressed with that place, I'll tell you.
And we're with the man of the hour, Rich Fitzgerald, executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. In his 12 years as Allegheny County executive, the genesis of this goes back 9 years. What was the first thought that came to mind? You brought Christina Kasotis in as CEO of the Airport Authority, but what was it really that sparked the conversation to create a new airport as opposed to just renovating the old?
I think there were two things. Number one, the fact is we had to come to the realization that we were not going to get the hub back. We had tried for a decade using every political from the president on down to try to get the hub, and that wasn't happening. And when Christina came on board, she basically told us, you're not going to get the hub, but we can have another strategy. And then we realized after 20 years, as the airport was about 20 years old at the time, that there were going to have to be capital improvements. The HVAC system, the electrical system, the baggage system, all needed major upgrades and major capital improvements. And I think when the price tag of that came back, we kind of realized we could actually build a new airport for just a little bit more than that and make it even better for Pittsburgh. So I think it was a little bit of an evolution that went through that process, and then we came to the decision, this is the way to go.
And no tax dollars, A. B, you have to resonate that with people so that they understand, you know, what did we pay for? When you see this place, you'll understand what an achievement, really an engineering marvel, to keep an airport open while you're building this new landside entrance. And for those that kind of try to visualize, the old airport is in an X on the airside, gates A, B, C, and D, and then the new entrance is really in between those two gates on the X side. You know, if you're looking at it from north-south, it's coming from the west.
The pre-security side that you had before today, was so far away from airside, from the X, as you described. So we had to take a train 3/4 of a mile and take a people mover, a walker, that would get you to the train. So where you parked and where you got dropped off was so far away from your gate that it was a different world. But you're right, no tax dollars. It's being paid for by the airlines and some of the gas royalties as well. That was a big part of it when we discovered Marcellus Shale about a decade and a half ago.
It's hard to believe that in and of itself, the fuel is part of the energy, and you know in your new role, covering 10 counties in the city of Pittsburgh, is the attraction, because all this artificial intelligence that we hear about every day on every level needs power for these data centers that will make that industry grow here.
And this airport also is the only airport in the country that has its own power source. It generates its own cogen plant using solar and the gas. So we're not on the grid, and you know, when things go bad with storms, etc., that we lose power. So it's never lost operation since we've been off the grid, and it saves a couple $1 million a year in energy costs.
Aaron, you have your first look today. Well, actually, you were here yesterday setting up, and we're in Cafe Conmigo. Derek Davies is there with his dad, very proud, I'm sure, of your son. He's a great young man, and we appreciate his generation investing in the future here. What were your reactions when you saw the place?
Well, my first reaction when I met Derek, I told him I was so mind blown. Like you just said, first of all, you're so calm. The craziness of opening a coffee shop in the middle of both sides. And I just said, how is it? He goes, yeah, you know, everything's really great. And so I was once shocked at how calm he was. And the airport, like Tamira said, it's insanely beautiful. It is humongous. It's sparkling. It's shining. And it's a lot of wiggle room, like you said earlier.
Yeah, there's elbow room. And the conversion happened overnight. Flight 794 from San Francisco landed just before 5:30. They were greeted by a crowd. I think they were a little wide-eyed and surprised to be coming here. And some of them probably didn't know that they were landing in the brand-new part of the airport. And then the first flight went out of Southwest 1841 to Denver, left at 5:30. So it's underway. How are you feeling now a few hours in, Rich?
It is underway. And again, today's day one, so it's the opening. But for people that are coming here for the first time, think about next week, all the Pittsburghers who will be coming home for Thanksgiving, for the weekend. This will be their first seeing of this new airport that they'll see. And then when there's a Steeler game the week after,
right,
so many people that come to, you know, come home to come watch the Steelers, and then of course next year with the NFL draft. So there's going to be an first time for lots of people over the next number of months.
All right, we're with Rich Fitzgerald. Aaron Farragoni is our producer here, and we're going to send it back to Michael Bartley. Take care of some morning business with traffic and weather.
Okie dokie, Larry. Thank you so much. Boy, that information about how everything worked there, that is unbelievable. So years of work, years of vision. And, you know, Rich Fitzgerald was talking before that the airlines put up the bonds and so much money for all of this, and then COVID hit. And then people weren't sure because everybody, you know, there was such a, you know, a nervous and anxiety time and indifference. And never heard that backstory before, that Rich Fitzgerald and all the folks responsible for this, Christina and everybody, and they had to go back to the airlines to solidify the money and the support, and not one taxpayer dollar going toward this beautiful new terminal at Pittsburgh International. So Larry's coverage, Larry's in the, they're located at the arrivals area, and it's by different floors. It's so cool to look at how beautiful and shiny that new addition is. My, oh my. So Larry is going to continue his live coverage right here on the Big K Morning Show as we continue. And I'll tell you, it's been years in the making, no question. And it all started, 2019. More than 90% of the labor and supplies were locally sourced. That is a huge, huge deal. And I'll tell you, it includes 16,000 tons of structural steel that were fabricated locally, Pittsburgh International said about the brand new terminal that everyone is raving about this morning. My, oh my, oh my. And you know, they mentioned that, you know, the terminal's upgraded baggage system, which is so much closer. Anyway, it's so quiet that operators, they no longer need hearing protection like they did all those years. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Very cool. Okay, our Big K Morning Show live coverage of the grand opening, the official opening of Pittsburgh International Airport's brand new terminal, $1.7 billion, continues in just a moment. But right now it's 8:45, so we better check traffic.
New terminal has opened at Pittsburgh International.
This is our fourth airport in Pittsburgh. The Old County Airport was the first one, then Greater Pitt in 52, and then in 92 that opened up, and now this one.
Boy, that's some great history right there. Woo, boy.
And now we have a new story to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Websites and apps, including X, ChatGPT, locally Trib Live, for example, all Whoa. Inaccessible. That's due to a problem with web services company CloudFlare. We've been here before, haven't we?
Whoa. Yes, we have. Boy, that's big news. I people sure get lost without that access now.
They say they're working on a fix is affecting multiple customers, this problem.
Oh, boy.
Now, couple of football notes. One-game suspension without pay for Bengals receiver Ja'Marr Chase. He spit on Steelers cornerback Jalen Ramsey and lied about it.
Oh, man. Yeah, we know. And then guess what? Everybody saw the video yesterday. He totally lied.
And Virginia Tech has hired James Franklin a little more than a month after he was let go of Penn State.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We knew he was coming back. We knew he'd be here somewhere along the line.
And now an ACC competitor.
Oh, boy. Pitt people are going to hate him even more. Oh, man. All right, Paul, thank you so much. Let's head back out to Larry, who's going to preview what he's got coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. Larry, you there?
I am.
All Michael. Right, beautiful. And
we are set up right here in the center, the heart of the new Pittsburgh International Airport Airside. I've been here with Rich Fitzgerald all morning, and we talked to Christina Kasotis, the CEO, basically kicked off the day, kicked off the show with her, and then she had been up all night, Rich, and we know all the construction people that are here, all the people that have cleaned, all the staffing, their job for the most part is done. The airport is operational, and many of them said, we got to get some rest.
They needed some sleep, and well-deserved, and really not just overnight to last night, but really for weeks and weeks as they came to this day rushing to get things done. It was a monumental task. They should be so proud, and they should feel so good about the accomplishments of what they've done. And all of us in the Pittsburgh region, and that's even including some of our friends in West Virginia, northern West Virginia, eastern Ohio, that use this airport as their place to connect to the world.
And this may sound like a little thing, but I just checking out the restroom, and even that's very spacious and open. You know, there's a lot of room. Everything about this, it feels like it's open, and there's plenty of room to move.
The open air space is also the natural light that comes in here gives you a different type of feeling. And the thing that will also open up next spring are the outdoor plazas. You'll feel like you're in a park. You'll be in a park-like setting with green space. And again, that's not an experience most people have when they think about flying through, you know, going through an airport.
But it'll also give you, you know, if you have to wait sometimes for people that are flying, maybe they are going through Pittsburgh or somewhere else. Or if you got here early and you wait, you'll have another alternative to spend that time.
That's exactly right. And really what this has all been about, I think, is the customer experience, the flying Pittsburghers experience, in which we really haven't had an airport that was built for us for generations.
All right, Michael Bartley.
Thank
we'll
you, guys.
You do your thing. We'll bring you the final hour coming up, and Tamara Rush also going to be on the other side of TSA. That is the connection point to the airport airside.
Beautiful. Larry Rich, thank you so much. The Big K morning coverage, live coverage from our new airport continues. By the way, it's all brought to you by Nest Expressions Window Fashions in Wexford.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.